heard it in songs, I've read it in Luke. I believe in my heart, it's the gospel truth. But we'll never know just what it was like to be a part of that scene the first Christmas night. The big star was shining, angels were smiling, wise men came from afar. Who would have dreamed the King of all kings would lay on some hay in a barn? Just some old farmland with a savior in the hands of a sweet young innocent girl. When heaven came down to earth, it must have been out of this world.
And welcome to the second half of We the People Radio.
Gee, what are we going to talk about?
Welcome to Christmas. We've moved over to Christmas. So my name is Aaron Ryan, and
I'm Bill Cundiff, and our sponsor this hour is Dean
Fitz
Power.
The song. The song was for the sponsor.
There. Yeah, that's right. Go out and buy yourself a new tractor. I'm sure there's somebody in your house that probably wants a new tractor this year.
Go down or a mower.
Or, you know, some little attachment for the back. Go down and see the folks at Team Power. They're on Twinview Boulevard, 3119
oh, sure.
Twinview, easy for me to say, just south of Phil's Propeller. And they can fix you up, put that new John Deere Kubota underneath your tree. And you can reach them on the telephone, 530-226-9226, or get them online at readingtractors.com. They'll fix you up and make it a special Christmas.
And you've got
hats, toys, pedal tractors. Yeah, we can take care of you.
You don't want the big machinery, or you already have the big machinery,
yeah.
But you want fun Christmas stuff.
Yeah, go down there and talk to them.
Thought I'd just put that in there for you.
Yeah, thanks
a
lot.
It's a group commercial.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks for the help, Aaron.
The sponsorship's always a group thing. So we hope you enjoyed the first half about judicial fortitude. Lord knows we could use some of that. So we're headed the right direction there. And if you happen to miss that, go back to the archives at wethepeopleradio.us, and a little bit after 2, we'll have that on there for you. So for everybody who's being crushed by regulation and frustrated that that's not being fixed,
yep, there's
hope. is a super important hour for you to tune into, because that's I think it's going to provide a wealth of a solution.
Mm-hmm.
So, moving swiftly on, our guest Bruce Moran's going to take a deviation from national security.
Yeah, I heard him in there. Ho ho ho!
He was ho hoing us.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, he's got 2 hours.
Bruce does ho ho ho.
He's got 2 hours on us in Chicago, so he's closer to Christmas than we are.
That's true. It's probably a little colder there too.
Me too.
Bruce, how you
Merry
doing?
Merry Christmas to everybody. It's been quite a year for all of us in national security, and as you were talking about the assessment in the judiciary and the awareness that needs to be there, it's a shift to the awakening, the spiritual awareness that's always been in our country since the founding fathers. I think it's a wonderful thing.
No, I do too, because that really has been lacking in the past years. I mean, more and more and more, they seem to be taking it away and not putting any focus on it at all.
Well, the left wants us to believe that our rights come from government.
Yeah.
But our country was founded on the principle that our rights come from our Creator.
That's right.
Very different.
It's very sad for the kids, though, for me. I mean, they're not given the opportunities to use your imagination, creativity, and really enjoy Christmas like it was. And I think it's still here, as you know, but it's different. Different in a way where there's a lot of technology involved and a lot of commercials.
Well, it's very commercialized, yeah.
Yeah, and just general commercials. I mean, the kids today are on social media, so they're getting a lot of information pushed on them. I mean, even with the toys and things like that. And I feel that's good because they get the information, but I feel it's also not so good in a way where they're not able to just be kids and play out in the yard and play with each other and use their minds and be out in nature, which is our, you know, that's God and that's the spiritual part. The American Indians knew it, you know, I mean, everybody knew that. The settlers of our country knew that. They're always in nature. But we've moved away into the urban areas, and it's become isolated, and the families have become nuclear. We are not having extended families anymore. I'm very saddened by that myself.
Yeah. No, it's true. I mean, we usually start, well, after Thanksgiving, but anymore, it seems like it's Halloween. We're starting to see the commercialization of Christmas, but it's all about the gift giving and not the real meaning
still,
of Christmas.
You know, it's fun. There are still a lot of, especially out in our rural areas, there still are a lot of fun activities that are community based. You know, for kids that are, real Christmas. It
right.
isn't always shopping malls, but not sure kids in the city get that same view.
Yes, it's mixed here. You know, we have that, too. We have our Festival of Lights parade. It's like Macy's. I mean, we have different things like that.
Reading Lighted Parade, it's exactly like Macy's.
Yeah.
only different.
Yeah, only different.
Only different, a little smaller.
Yeah, we didn't have the big peanuts float, but other than that, it was exactly...
We didn't have any floating anything. We had a lot of pickup trucks.
Oh, that's right. We didn't have any balloons.
I'd like to say thank you to everybody who listens to us in the Ukraine. They'll be celebrating Christmas next week, and over in Europe, the fine people in Europe, and in Africa down there, and...
All our friends in South Africa who struggle.
We're all happening with Jerusalem and Bethlehem. So, I mean, there's a lot of the power of the divinity of Jesus appearing, you know, is 2,218 years ago. So
yeah.
It's hard to believe. It's, you know.
Well, I think that's a great point, because I think people lose sight of the fact that where 2018 comes from, where that date comes from. It's the beginning.
Yeah.
And great, Bill, you broke the show.
Oh, sorry. I was pondering.
And it's wonderful, too. You know, it's a wonderful time, it's a wonderful season, it's a wonderful life. I mean, that's what it was about. Always about sharing and caring and having compassion and, you know, really being Americans in that way. And, you know, it came from a European tradition also, you know. So throughout Europe and that idea of Kris Kringle and the Father of Christmas and St. Nicholas, that's all embedded through Europe. And what a great tradition that is, you know. And that it's being lost in a way where we're getting out of touch with the very spiritual aspect of Jesus and what it really meant through the Creator. He's the Son of God, and it's supposed to be the gift to us to help us understand life more in a different way. And when Jesus was born, it was about being childlike, about understanding children and how they grow and how they have a love for life and a love for God and a love for what we would call in our, you know, on our radio show, a love for country, you know, and you have those abilities to express yourself in different ways when you see it in the eyes of the kids, and they're wide open. They want to learn. They want to share. They want to be part of a larger community, and that's much different, you know, than when we grew up, and that's why I said I felt sad about that.
Yeah,
so
I
wrote a piece of poetry on it, so if people want to go online to take a look at it, it talks about our spiritual heritage, where it comes from, and how Santa Claus is embodied all over the world in every country. And, you know, it's celebrated in different ways because of the cultures are being a little differently and how they interpret, you know, Christ and how they interpret Jesus and how they think about gift-giving. Even in China, I was in China during one of the holiday seasons, and you would think you're in the United States when you're walking through, you know, the cities in Beijing and Shanghai and whatever.
Yeah, that's amazing. I mean, for,
well,
a culture
of our,
that's
our Christmas decorations come from China.
Yeah,
I mean, all joking aside about made in China, I mean, they are made in China.
And to the nth degree, I mean, it was unbelievable. I said, well, we're thinking of taking Christmas away in certain ways in the United States. And here I am in China. It's just the opposite. They go full blow, you know, everything's out there. I'm like, geez, this is something that made you feel good, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, that was a different way of me and myself when I was doing my international travels more. I'm doing a little less now, of course, but, you know, I'm trying to work on national security here. But these things are just important for kids to get a hold of having a spiritual life and understanding the Creator. And like we were saying, it's in the Declaration of Independence, we are endowed with things by our Creator. And this is part of what it is, you know. This understanding of our country and the beauty of our country and how it's always giving and always helping out throughout time since our founding fathers.
Let's take a quick break.
And on that note, enter, cue the Christmas music. We'll be right back. You're listening to We the People. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us.
Bruce Moran. Bruce, we were talking about Christmas being celebrated in China. Do they celebrate Christmas there in the Christian sense, or is it? Or
only if you want to donate your organs.
Well, maybe they put that on hold
as we learned a few weeks ago.
Okay. Yes, they do, because they do have Christian community there. They have a Taoist community also. As you know, I'm also from the Tai Chi background, and they have acupuncture there, so they know about the energies in the body. So there's a different understanding, a lot of different ways than Americans think of it. But if you get into, you know, the negative stuff, we can talk about that, but that's not what this program is about.
No, that's talking just about all negative stuff. We can do that a different
day. That's
Aaron. We do that all the time.
That's what I mean. You know, and it's easy for me, because I'm always addressing areas on human rights. So, I mean, there's a whole gamut of issues we can talk about through the UN and things of that nature. So, what we're talking about, China has some problems because they're trying to deal with these issues themselves. And the new president or chairman, you know, he's for life, so he's dealing with how they need to feed all those people.
Right.
So that's a real basic utilitarian understanding, but then you get into how do you get to those points and how do you adapt, you know, your country. And as they've opened their doors over the last 30 years, there's a greater Western influence there. And, of course, they know what we do here in Christmas time, as you know, because those Christmas decorations are all over Beijing and Shanghai and you know, Chengdu and all the bigger cities, Guangzhou. So, I mean, they do celebrate, too. And I'm sure some of them are practicing the way we do, but they don't want to become overt, you know. So it's always going to be like that. I mean, there's always going to be differences of ideas, but the idea of Christ, the idea of Christmas, the idea of giving, the idea of sharing, of being compassionate, that's a universal spiritual truth that just can't go unnoticed.
No. No, you're absolutely right. I think, I mean, throughout history, we've always seemed to go back to around Christmas time. It seems like our people kind of go back to the charity and the goodwill to men, and It's too bad we can't stay in that mindset, you know.
Yeah, it's the longevity of that concept that trips us up so badly.
That's true.
Well, that is true and not true because we're the ones who advocate the other side. We're advocating, you know, helping people and becoming individuals and understanding the way our country was formed. And we're talking about individuals now, individual rights, freedoms, and our ability to be a sovereign individual. Mm-hmm. I think everybody feels that way, but they're not always living in a country that gives them the opportunities to do that.
No, that's right. We are very, very fortunate. And I've always said that if you want to have an appreciation of what we have, I mean, it's real easy for people to look down on our government and the way our way of life. But if you want a real appreciation for it, go overseas and see how some of these other cultures live and how their freedoms are limited, and I think you'll have a whole new outlook on how fortunate and blessed we are to live in this country.
Right, and the blessing is just not limited to us. The blessing is always an infinite blessing for everybody to take that up anytime they want to.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Creator. The Creator's here for everybody. We just happen to be a country that's founded on it. We broke away from Britain because we wanted not to be a colony anymore.
Right.
And we started a whole new trend, a whole new idea about the individual around the world. We set the tone. And
right.
I like that individual sovereignty because that's who we really are. We're all individuals, and we respect that and honor that.
Mm-hmm.
The best, you know, you can when you're, you know, working with other people around the world. But I see it, if you look at, you know, I wrote about the Hanging Gardens of Babylon, and that was Nebuchadnezzar. But that was where Christ's apostles first appeared. Those were the Assyrian Christians that went way back, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of Iraq now. So that whole understanding of those history, I call them benchmarks, are in with the people there. They know about that too. But we don't recognize that, and they recognize it.
Mm-hmm.
That's Persia. That
sure.
was one of the three kings that came to, you know, Bethlehem.
Right. How do we?
And that's powerful to me.
No, it is. It's very powerful. But how do we get back to that? I mean, we used to teach.
We're there, and we got to go forward.
Yeah. Well, we used to teach it in school, and you know, we used to
giving our message out about this, and let them know that they have the opportunities for themselves to express themselves in their own freedom,
mm-hmm.
in their own liberty, in their own justice, in a way which is closer to the spiritual aspect of the way the Creator endowed us with.
Right.
I think that's a very beautiful thing because the kids' eyes, the kids love it. The kids grow. They develop a stronger individuality, and it helps the whole community, the whole country grow.
Mm-hmm. No, but it's got to be put out there, you know, in the grade schools and in the preschools, and you know, we've got to expose.
You're talking about the United States now.
Yeah,
I'm talking
yeah.
about the way it's expressed in the world. We know our own inherent problems. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
We know what's being done, but it's also a common. If it's being done outside, also then inside changes too. You see
mm-hmm.
what I mean?
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Our message is strong, and people gravitate towards it, but it's not our message. It's the message that is natural from, you know, the spiritual side that we are part of. And that's who we are as people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, a different understanding, you know. And then, like I wrote about the Aborigine in Australia, in the Bami Cave. They had the Creator there 40,000 years ago.
Right.
They knew about it.
Mm-hmm.
That, to me, is powerful.
Do you think, as Americans, do you think we do a good job of promoting that message around the world?
I don't know if I want to talk about that. I want to talk about It's not promoting God, or it's about the Creator exists already.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm talking about. I mean, they
try to save yourself, Bill.
Yeah. Okay. I think we might be saying
it already exists, and the Aborigine, they know about it,
mm-hmm.
and they understand the Christianity part. The Kahuna in Hawaii, I talked to an elder there years ago
kahuna?
In Maui, and they always knew about this. And that preceded us being, you know, coming to the Hawaiian Islands and, you know, having them become part of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. These things exist. The Hopi Indians knew about it. And I work with the Arapaho in the Wind River Indian Reservation in Wyoming. I was up there, and I know the Mi'kmaq, my friend, worked with them. That was in Maine. And they definitely have that strong understanding of the Creator being the powerful. They call it the Great Spirit, right?
I think
you understand that.
Mm-hmm.
That being the emanating force in all of life. So
it's a big sigh.
Yeah, it's a big thought. I mean, we knew about it if we looked at the Great Pyramids of Egypt. Those were built to go up. To understand the Creator. And they called the Creator at that time, well, we can talk about the Colossus of Rhodes too, at the same time. They had Helios and Ra as the creators. And it was prior to Jesus manifesting as the, divinity of God on earth. We didn't have no reference point. Everybody had their own understanding, and they built different, you could say pyramids or mosques or churches or, you know, tabernacles or temples. Now, the Temple of Solomon, I wrote about that in the first page also. It's in Ethiopia. And the tabernacle, which we're talking about, the Ark of the Covenant, the history has it as being down there now. And that's acknowledged in the Quran. I don't think people understand that the Ark of the Covenant is acknowledged in the Quran. And that's pretty powerful to me.
Right.
Because they understand that part of it. They're talking about the manna that the Israelis had survived in the Exodus for 40 years. It was given to them from God. That's in the Ark of the Covenant, along with the Ten Commandments. That's when you first see the manifestation of God on earth with the Ark of the Covenant, because he gave Moses the Ten Commandments. And that's what we follow here in the United States. You know, some of them are, you know, talking about challenging all these things, but I think that's kind of like our basic truths that are self-evident, that rely on the Ten Commandments. And
yeah.
As we go back, as we saw in Bethlehem and Jerusalem, that's where it first came about, and then the fall of the Temple of Solomon, you know, and then the Ark of the Covenant disappeared, and it said to be guarded down in Ethiopia. So that's what I had written about that also. I said these are the important spiritual aspects of our history of understanding God, the Creator. Then later was manifest Christ to make us understand that Christ is in each one of us. And that's pretty powerful.
No, it is. It is.
Cue Sarah McLachlan with a little Christmas interlude for us. And
very good.
We'll have a short celebration of capitalism. We're going to come back with more Christmas music and our guest, Bruce Moran. You're listening to We the People. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us.
Come to make you new. This child that you delivered will soon deliver you.
Mary, did you know?
What do you say after that?
Yeah, you could.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, so.
We were talking about the Ark of the Covenant and the manna that was given.
Mm-hmm.
It was talked about in the, of course, in the Bible and also in the Quran. But the manna is, because we grew up Catholic, Aaron and I, and is Bill too?
We wrote
Did
Bill
you
in. Yeah, we
or?
No, we wrote Bill in later.
I'm a newbie.
Bill's new, so he knows more about it than we do.
My point is on the manna.
Yeah, I'm going to test you.
In terms of the mass celebration on Sundays or during the holidays, the manna is the Eucharist. A lot of people don't understand that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is the gift, and you are accepting, you know, God into your life, Jesus into your life. So there are different ways of understanding the Ark of the Covenant and how that... Also in the Ark of the Covenant, there were Zephyril. That would be the protectors. But if you look at it in the Kabbalistic sense, and that would be the Jewish or the... There's Sufis and also the Christian Kabbalist. They look at it as the energies in the body. And if you look at acupuncture, there's a point on the head called the Do 20. It's called the byway point. And they do that to calm a person down. They put a needle up in the top of your crown right there. And what is that point for? They call that the convergence of all energies in the body.
Hmm.
Okay.
So you,
okay, it's a clean sweep. None of us knew that. We're all going,
okay.
Hmm.
And that's called byway, or the heavenly gate. And they practice acupuncture all throughout China because it's like their alternative medicine. They can't afford to have all allopathic medicine, all modern medicine for their people. So they have all these 2,500 year traditions of acupuncture, and they're talking about the feminine and the masculine energies in the body. On the front part of the body, it's called the conceptual vessel, and on the back part of the body is called the governing vessel. That's the two major meridians in the body of the 12. And this is all about how these energies work. In the Kabbalistic sense, they talk about the energies in the body coming down from the seven zephyril. Or some say there's 10, some say there's 7 minor, 10 major, but you understand the point. There are these energies that are yin and yang, and they manifest through the Ark of the Covenant. And that's what protected the Ark of the Covenant. If you remember watching the old Indiana Jones show, movie,
mm-hmm.
and they opened it up and those spirits came out, those were the Zephyril. So.
That's funny.
I totally
I've
forgot
known that,
that part.
Story, but I didn't put the connection with acupuncture in there. That's interesting.
Yeah, but it manifests itself differently throughout the world. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's so much different in how the Creator is manifesting and how the Chinese are adapting and how we adapted and then how what's going on in Jerusalem, in Bethlehem right now. So you have a lot of polar opposites colliding. And that's what I wrote about there. Those are the divine paradoxes. They go back to the old teachings of Hammurabi and Hermetics, and it's a whole beautiful way of understanding life, because nothing is one way, because God the Creator is infinite and he manifests in all these different ways in all our lives. And Jesus was the, you know, physical manifestation of that, and we were fortunate enough to understand it in our way. And that's how we express it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a very beautiful thing.
Bill's gun shy now. He's not going to say anything. I was just waiting.
No, don't wait for me.
Is Bill going to take the bait?
there's no bait at all. I'm just talking.
No, the silence I meant.
My experiences in China with Chinese medicine and my experiences with national security with the Chinese. You know, so I cover a lot of the gamut with knowing what our, you know, what's going on and how serious it is, and then knowing what their positions are and how we think. But there's also these other sides of how people get along, and that's the commonality, you know. And I find it to be one of the greatest and best blessings that the United States has, is to bring that forward and to understand that and to help other people become individuals with their rights, freedoms, and liberties. Not to have that taken away. Once people experience that, then the whole world will grow in a much larger, dynamic, beautiful, wonderful way, like mm-hmm. a wonderful life.
Sure. You know? Sure. I mean, to bring it back to our country, I would like to see that line of thought brought back into our culture more. And not be trying to remove it from our teachings.
Well, it can't just be one day a year.
No, exactly.
That's the difficulty. We've said, okay, Christmas can be one day a year. Oh, yeah, but you can't talk about it either.
Yeah.
And
you can't say it is during the season.
Then there's that.
You can't say it's Christmas. You got to say it's the holiday.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Happy holidays.
Yes, you have the old holiday party.
Effort to, I would say, neutralize or take away that. They call it secular, but it's more than secular. It's a powerful movement to take away our individual rights, liberties, and freedoms. That's how I look at it.
Oh, I do too.
That we're endowed with by the Creator.
I think in our
you've crossed the line now, and if you want us all to be automatons and, you know, follow or salient, you know, Orson Welles type of 1984. That's not for me or anything I ever grew up with or ever believed in or what my grandparents came over here.
No.
From the old country, because they were, you know, doing the same thing that Aaron talked to me about with the Chinese.
And all right.
It's about who we are, how independent we are, how lovely we are as a country. You know, you have the Southerners, the Northerners, the Easterners, the Westerners, you know. We have all different parts of our own culture and all different kinds of people, you know. And we accept everybody. And we accept them in a way where, you know, we're part of a larger, beautiful, dynamic system that was founded under the Constitution, which is a beautifully written document of our the seven principles of the Constitution, which people don't and aren't educated in. I think that's what you know, Bill was talking about.
Yeah, I think
how do we get back to helping people realize what gifts we are giving with to grow up with, and how are they expressed in our daily lives? And that's our government, our constitution, our, you know, the way we're treated, and how our individuality is versus other countries.
Right.
Well, the sovereignty of the individual makes us very, very unique, and it's interesting because. I was thinking while you were speaking there, on the one hand, we've done these shows with people who grew up in China thinking that all their rights and basically they grew up with no individual freedom, no individual thought, no consideration for their individual wishes. It was all about the collective, all about the state. And when they came here, it took them, the one lady, a decade.
Yeah, 10 years.
To even believe that was possible, to have your own way of thinking. And she said it was incredibly difficult. She was constantly looking for, what am I supposed to do now, instead of, I can do whatever I want. Like, well, that was too far away. Then you look at our friends in South Africa, and those folks went there, worked hard, 360 years later, all of a sudden, now they want to impose the will of the collective, take away private property, and put them under the thumb, and trying to go back that direction. Once you've, you know, once you've been a sovereign individual, and you had your,
it is so true.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not laughing because
yeah, going backwards is just not working.
It's the people that rise to power that take it and abuse it. That's what we're saying.
Well, look at France. France, you know, it's like, here, you guys will do what we tell you. They're like, hey, you see this red vest, buddy? Or yellow vest? There's more of us, by the way. And we're coming for you.
Well, I think in our efforts
to become
politically correct, we're deviating from who we really are.
Well, we're trying to convince people that they're not sovereign individuals, that they have to constantly be part of this community, and there is no right, there is no wrong, and people are sort of sucking
that's
under for that
attitude also.
Oh,
that's colonial attitude. It's the king attitude. See what I mean?
People seem to be falling for it, but I for my money, it isn't going to hold.
No, it's not going
to
hold.
Let's take another Christmas music break.
Okay,
huh? How about that, boys?
And let's get back to what I was trying to.
Yeah,
commit.
Sorry.
All right, hold that thought.
Look at us. Okay, look at us. We derailed him.
Yeah, we'll get back.
Oh come ye, oh come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. Oh come, let us adore him. Oh come, let us adore him. Oh come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away.
That's where we've been. Bruce and Bill and I, we've been to the olden days. Ashley, not so much. Ashley's from the modern era.
I'm trying to
reconcile
my own mind, because I'm trying to keep it on the positive side, because we're always, you know, we're fighters. We're the Jedi Knights. We're out there, you know, in the field, and we're, you know, all our friends are doing all the different things around the world and trying to uphold the good, you know, and stuff like that. But there's this other side of us that's a very soft and compassionate, loving side, and that's what I'm trying to express today. That's a side that's not really recognized enough, you know, around the world, that we are a really giving country. We're trying to do the best we can to uphold everybody's individual rights, freedoms, and liberties. But there's this constant tug of war going on, and it's about power, and the power comes from the Creator. So if everybody would recognize the source first, then there wouldn't be as many struggles. But since that doesn't do the job for people who are basically controlling various countries, you know, in a certain way, maybe dictators, or there's a lot of drug money running around the world too, they have a different position. So our job, I would say, according to the spiritual context, would be to offer the people a better way for themselves. And it's not just the United States. This has to be done through the United Nations. because they're, you know, principal to all the countries. And Ambassador Haley, she's stepping down. God bless her, you know, work there. But we need people to step up like she does and be strong and be have fortitude and strength to make sure that those principles are upheld by all countries, and they're not trying to whitewash it to gain the power over those countries just to take away their resources. So what I'm talking about is a lot of countries aren't strong. They're failed states. They're developing countries. They're countries that are third world countries, and they need to be helped in a way internally to help support their particular needs. And when you have a larger power group come in, it tells them what to do, then they take control of their country. And this is what Aaron is saying, and, you know, and Bill is also saying, that these are not the proper and fitting ways to have countries become independent and sovereign, have their people become independent and sovereign, and find their own, you know, rights and how they want to evolve as a country, and according to what we look at it according to the, you know, what we're dealt with by the Creator.
Well, you know, the other thing that we see that's very different from when we were all kids, well, A, Christmas was about Christmas. You never would have like a, I don't know, like a ball game, or you wouldn't go shopping, or no stores were open. I mean, heaven forbid you forgot something for Christmas dinner. There wasn't a store for miles open. The world kind of shut down during that time period. It was about family. It was about, I mean, when we lived back east, we didn't have family close by for quite a while. So we would, my mom would always ask, like, the parish priest, you know, hey, is there anybody who's who's going to be alone for the holiday? And then, you know, whatever holiday it was, Christmas, Thanksgiving, or whatever. And, you know, we would invite those people to our house. So we would kind of borrow family. We borrowed this one guy named Mr. Potluck for Thanksgiving. And that was a whole different story.
That was his real name, Mr. Potluck?
Yeah, his name was Mr. Potluck. Yeah.
Wow.
And that's how you get your five kids to run when the phone rings. You know, usually when the phone rings, everybody runs for the phone. In our house, everybody ran from the phone because it was Mr. Potluck who would say, hello. And he spoke German, so it mostly ended with hello. And then you were trapped on the phone. Oh, but I digress.
Oh, but you do digress.
Oh, the memories.
So Bruce, it's kind of keep with the theme of what you're talking about there. When we
go to the end of the piece, I think it pretty much. Okay. We got 15 minutes, or are we a little longer?
No, we've got like four or five
minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We're at the end of the minutes.
Okay, so what we're talking about is Christmas time is going to be quickly coming upon us. You know, and that is to understand where we all exist in the world. And if you're going to service, if you're going to, you know, your church, your temple, you know, wherever you're at, let's pray, you know, for the spiritual integrity of the country and the world to be maintained. And that, to me, is the most important. That's our spiritual guidance by the Creator, that we're all different individuals, but we all have our individual rights and freedoms, and that's predicated on each other. You start taking it away, and you start having these polemic differences in every one of the countries, and with everyone who wants to control those countries, too. So, as maybe Bill can read the last paragraph, and that'll kind of get us out of, you know, okay?
Uh-oh. I just took the pages out. Because we
no, I think I still have it here.
Okay.
As Christmas time is fast approaching, let us never forget to remember, to recall, to be most grateful for all, the all and the all, in the spiritual heritage which embraces the continuous loving, respecting, and honoring of each other in all things, big and small, that is what it is, exists in the finite. The all in the all, expanse of the I am that I am universe in which we all abide on the edges of the ledges of the Christmas tree. Hedges as impeccable, radiant, light beings.
The edges of the ledges.
Yeah.
I like the edges of the ledges.
Yeah, so
imperceptible, we radiant light beams.
Yeah.
In other words, God exists in all of us. And the light is only shut off because we're not using it in a proper and fitting way.
Right.
And
that's hard. That's hard to express. That's
the tree of life.
Yeah, it's hard to express to people. You know, you're talking about people in foreign countries and who we are. I think that's a challenge to express that to other people and have them understand and trust what we're about.
Well, the Christmas trees they're all around the world,
mm-hmm.
and they are ever present. The Creator is everywhere, everything we do. So that's kind of, you know, a message for all of us to better ourselves, to better everybody, you know, better ourselves and help better everybody, you know, help better our environment and everything around us
mm-hmm.
during this time of year.
Yeah, and not just this time of year. I mean, we have to kind of keep that in the forefront as much as possible, so you know we can kind of stay on.
I think God would
path.
Be proud of us if we could spread it out, make it last a little longer.
Exactly.
Well, we can put our lightsabers away because we're always fighting their cause.
I know it.
Try to, you know, reconcile more, and you know, get into the dialogue of why it's important. Rather than trying to use a legal means and constitute a way to force people to do things, and it's, you know, that's very bad, because that's why we broke away from England, because of the, you know, different.
No, you're right. You're right.
Impediments that were placed upon us,
mm-hmm.
and now England's, you know, fighting for its right, you know, through Brexit and stuff. So, I mean, it's reversed there too. So. We were all faced with a lot of difficulties, and we need to protect our spiritual heritage across the board, all of us, every single one of us.
Right. Well, thank you, Bruce, for enlightening us and giving us your thoughts on
this Christmas.
It was
nice to take a little
Christmas.
Deviation down.
Yeah.
Down,
yeah, it was.
Down Christmas lane rather than national security lane.
Well, thank you. God bless you all. God bless all the Americans, you know, all of us are struggling with this, as Bill, when you were saying, and it's something that we need to directly address for our kids.
Yes.
Exactly.
So they can become free and independent and not assume, you know, something else in their lives which is going to take away from them and, you know, suppress them and not have them be full individuals and stymie their creativity. That's what I'm talking about.
Yep. And it all starts with, you come from the Creator, not the government.
Thank you, Bruce, and you have a Merry Christmas. And
thanks a million. Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year, and we're going to have you back in 2020. No, 2019.
Okay. 2019. We didn't go to 2020 yet.
Yeah.
Thank goodness. We don't have to duke that out yet.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
God bless everybody in Ukraine and Europe, Africa, Middle East that are listening, and all around our country. Okay.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Alrighty. You've been listening to We the People. You can find everything about the program and archives of the shows at wethepeopleradio.us.